Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Senior Pastor Augie from Redeemer by the Sea Lutheran Church in the house right now. Welcome, Pastor, to the show.
Thank you for having me here. It's a blessing.
Our privilege to have you. Let's talk a little bit about Redeemer by the Sea Lutheran Church. You guys are at 6600 Black Rail Road in Carlsbad, California. For those that are like, oh, Dave, I need the phone number. Take a deep breath. Here comes the phone number. 760-431-8990. 760-431-8990. The website, redeemerbythesea.org. That's pretty solid. I mean, it can be difficult to go too many losses there. A couple of great things about the church I'm going to let Pastor Augie talk about, but grace alone, faith alone, scripture alone, the strong believers in what the Bible has to say and how we approach our faith. They've got an 8:30 traditional service, a 9:45 Sunday morning Bible study, a 10:30 contemporary, and a 10:30 Sunday school. I think that's pretty close.
We've added an 8:30 Sunday school. We have Sunday school at the 8:30 service
now. Wow. Well, you guys are growing. That's really good. Congratulations on that. Talk to me about the church, Redeemer by the Sea. I'm a person, let's say I'm in Carlsbad. I'm like, I'd love to check that church out. What should I expect? I mean, how should I approach this if I'm visiting?
Well, I think you should expect to see people who love and want to serve the Lord, and they want to get into His Word, and they want to hear what His Word has to say for their lives and apply it however He's guiding them.
There's a difference then between a traditional service and a contemporary service. And a lot of people know what that is, but not everybody knows what that is. So there's a few people there that are going, what? Yeah, you got to help them out.
I was thinking about it, even referring to it as a contemporary service is kind of getting a little old-fashioned.
Yeah, it's getting old. Nice line.
That's true. Well, so for those who are looking for a worship style that is maybe has the liturgical setting from the historical church, you're going to find that at the traditional service. It's going to have organ music, a choir. We have choir about 3 Sundays a month, and hymns, beloved hymns of the ages, and a printed worship folder in front of you. At the 10:30 service, the contemporary service, we have a praise band and a lot of the same elements of the liturgical structure in that service, but it's going to be a lot more casual, and you won't necessarily know that they're happening when they are. And the music style is a little bit more upbeat and modern, so that's what's going to happen.
So is there really a difference in the teaching style or not really? I mean, is it really the same? And there's nothing. Is it just the same teaching style in each of those? It's more of the worship component. And maybe even I don't want to say the dress component, but I don't think that's incorrect to say that sometimes a traditional service might have a little more presentational dress to it than typical, yes? Well,
you know, this is Southern California, so people show up at both services in shorts, especially in the summertime, that happens. But yeah, the traditional service may be a little bit more conservative. As far as for the teaching, as much as possible, the two services are identical, an identical message.
Okay, and do you guys then have meetings throughout the week or different groups where you meet throughout the week, or there's whether they're fellowship groups, Bible studies, kinship. I mean, there's 9,000 names for these now.
We call them growth groups.
Yeah, growth groups. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Is in some capacity, the word group is usually in there. So you guys have that throughout the week for people to kind of engage with, and that's a big way that they connect to a smaller part of the congregation, right? I mean,
exactly. That's exactly what we're trying to accomplish. We believe people are going to grow in their relationship with the Lord and in relationship with each other, the body of Christ, when they're in these groups. Little less of a monologue, you know, when the pastor's talking, you're listening. You get to dialogue on what the Holy Spirit is speaking to you and teaching you through the Word. And these groups are also structured around the kinds of things people like to do. So we have groups that go hiking, or groups that do sewing, or I'm trying to even think of some of them. As a matter of fact, I just counted it up, and we're almost up to 30 groups.
So in that 30 groups, you'll have some that'll be like Bible-oriented, Bible study-oriented, maybe prayer-oriented, then maybe more social in its nature. So, and some people might say, hey, we want to do community service. Let's get together. Let's try and, you know, clean these parks or do this kind of mantra. So it kind of has that large variety to it. Is that the idea?
Absolutely. We encourage all our groups to have that key component of spending some time in the Word and prayer, even if it's just brief before they meet. And we also encourage all our groups to have some component of service. And that just shakes out differently depending on the nature of each group.
That makes sense. Now, is there times throughout, and I would assume there is, but is there times throughout either the month or the quarter or the years that the two assemblies join together as opposed to doing just traditional and just contemporary? Is there some kind of potluck sometimes every once in a while, everybody gets together and it's like, I don't care what service you go to, but the pork and beans are great. You know, kind of thing.
Exactly. We've outgrown the ability to have one service with our two styles because we just wouldn't all fit. So a lot of times people would want to do that on Christmas or Easter, and we can't. As a matter of fact, we have to add services for those. But yeah, the picnics and the Christmas parties, those things will combine both services.
That's cool. That's cool.
And, so, and the service projects.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, and those projects too will combine both. See, right. That's a fascinating part because then you get to learn about different people in your small group. Maybe you might have, let's say you have 20, 25 people or even 10 people in a small group and they go to different services. Kind of a great way to communicate to one another some of the different things that are taking place in the church, kind of make a connect there. Let me ask you about you in your position as the pastor. Pastor Aggie, do you just think, well, the Lord called me, this was it, or the Lord called me, I came in kicking and screaming, or no, I wanted to do this from the very beginning? Because there's a big difference. I mean, I've had, 1,000 pastors in interviews, and it's an unbelievable range.
Right.
Between what brings somebody in and what doesn't, and them staying in and them not staying in, and family and connectivities. What happened for you? Was it something you always wanted to do, or were you pulled in?
How long do we have?
See? I like exactly what I'm talking about. You want to hear this story, Dave? Sit
down. Exactly,
right?
Yeah.
Give me your best synopsis version, your best 2-minute version that you can.
Yeah. I'd like to think that the Lord has been calling me since I was a young boy. I grew up in the Catholic Church, and I can remember hearing the priest preach. And they had this thing called Vocation Sunday in the Catholic Church where they try to encourage young men to go into the ministry. And I really did feel like the room turned all dark and the spotlight was on me. Like it was just me and the priest talking. So I was little. I was young at the time. And I thought about going into vocational ministry, but then I learned that you couldn't be married. And so
that was a killer right there.
Well, I believe strongly in family, and you'll see that it's a huge emphasis at our ministry at Redeemer by the Sea. So, but God knew exactly what He was doing. I met a wonderful woman who has been my wife for 26 years now, and she was a Lutheran. So that's the short story right there. And but we started out in corporate world and different careers, and I got into ministry leadership in a Lutheran church. And I just really felt the Lord calling me still to serve Him on a full-time basis. And that I was open for that to be anything. And my pastor suggested to me, have you ever thought about the seminary? And I thought I had closed the door on that. You know, I wasn't going to be able to do that. I'm married now. I have kids. And he said, no, you can do that. So I applied to the seminary the very next day, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
And so the rest is history.
And that, what seminary did you end up going to? What was that?
It's called Concordia Seminary in St. Louis.
Uh-huh. Was it a great experience? Was it, some people go through it, it's a great experience. Some people,
I'm thinking of things like initiation by fire. And it's kind of like, can you survive? If you can survive.
By fire. We throw a bunch of marshmallows at you. If you can actually get through, we'll let you get to the pulpit.
No, it's not quite an obstacle course to the ministry. No, but it really is. It you learn things, you grow, it stretches you. It really was. Looking back, and even my kids, which they were really little at the time, was really some of the best years, very formative.
Wow. And now, as you guys are heading into 2016, we got about a minute left and then we're going to break. And then I'm going to keep you over if you don't mind, because the next segment is only 5 minutes, so it doesn't take long. But now you're going, you're March 2016. What do you see coming up? I mean, what do you see, for 2016, there's a lot of churches are making emphasis on prayer because there is a lot of turmoil within the communities and the cities and in the states and in the country. And it's like and then there's other people that are like, we're committed just to serving and doing this. And everybody's got a different emphasis, and some are spiritual and some are practical in nature. What are you guys doing?
We have just had our annual planning, and we came up with a phrase that expresses what our ministry is going to be like this next year. And that is to be a church family joining Jesus in our community.
Ah, good.
And it is as broad as that sounds, because now what we really want to encourage people and our groups and our ministry teams to do is simply ask the question, what's Jesus doing in our community and how can we join Him there?
Love it. That's great. All right, so we're going to take a short break, come back, and just hold you over for a little bit. People, you're listening to Pastor Augie from Redeemer by the Sea Lutheran Church. Two things to tell you real fast. Their website, redeemerbythesea.org. Their phone number, 760-431-8990. Don't go anywhere. We're going to take a short break, and then we're coming back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ. KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California, hanging out with Pastor Augie, Redeemer by the Sea Lutheran Church. Keeping it easy, redeemerbythesea.org. You might be going, well, what is that? That's a website. If you're not sure what it is from that point, then call them, 760-431-8990. 760-431-8990. I want to give Pastor Augie a chance to talk about some of the stuff you guys got coming up. You got a big Easter service coming up, stuff like that. Talk to me about it.
Absolutely, yeah. We have to expand our schedule on Easter, so we're switching up the times a bit. 8 o'clock traditional, 9:30 blended, and 11 o'clock contemporary. We got expanded refreshments that morning, so kind of like a continental breakfast. Got a treasure hunt for the kids where they're going to look for some resurrection eggs. It's not an egg hunt, but it's more of a learning experience for them. So we're really excited about that. I'm going to be kicking off a brand new message series called God is Closer Than You Think. And it's based off of a book by John Ortberg from a few years ago, just asking the question, what's God doing in my life? It fits really well with what we're doing as a church.
Cool. See, yeah. That's very cool. Let's talk about, from the perspective of somebody visiting, like you said, the clothing, it's kind of, you know, that's kind of like, you know, it's California, it's San Diego, so it comes off a little differently. But when somebody comes there, would you say, is it fair to say that the impression that they're going to get from Redeemer by the Sea is you're going to encounter a family? Is that an accurate definition or statement to make about the church?
It is, and that's why our vision has being a family church joining Jesus in our community. So,
yeah
it's very, it's family-oriented. And you're going to, we think that we're pretty friendly. And of course, I guess we'll leave it up to them to decide. And I'd be really interested. The feedback usually comes back good, that we are a friendly congregation, very welcoming. We want to see you there. And we hope that we can, you know, make it a comfortable experience for you.
All right. Let's ask a couple of key component questions. One, how long have you been the pastor there? How long have you been coordinating, directing, pastoring at Redeemer by the Sea?
Almost exactly 5 years, coming up in April. This will be my sixth Easter.
Okay. Well, congratulations on that. Here's a question that I like to ask pastors, because I was a pastor in a church system once, and my question is, of all the things that you've encountered in this last 5 years, what's the thing that has surprised you the most? The thing you were like, yeah, I didn't see that this was going to be an issue. And it doesn't have to be, you know, it's positive. Sometimes it can be negative, but it's just, yeah, I didn't know, even though I went to seminary, even though I was involved in ministry, didn't see this part coming in with this senior pastor position. Anything catch you by surprise? Anything catch the family by surprise like that?
Well, again, this wasn't my first ministry. I'd been in ministry 10 years before this in Phoenix, so probably not as many surprises. But one of the things that surprised me is the community, particularly the community that we're in, there's a lot of retirees, but man, they do not quit. these people, they retire and they dig in. So some of our strongest team leaders and servants in the congregation are these senior members that still have a lot to give and a lot to offer. That was kind of surprising for me, honestly.
That's a cool revelation. That's a cool illumination to come to. It's like you're in the community and you're like, man, these guys are like all in, and they're not just here to be, you know, to be entertained. They're here to serve. They're here to participate. That's got to be a great blessing and quite an honor to help coordinate that, isn't it? I mean, for yourself as a senior pastor.
Any way that God can use me and any way that he can use the congregation, that's what we're looking for.
Okay, so the big key that if you and I were having lunch and I said, yeah, you know, Pastor Augie, okay, give me one sentence. I know you got your vision statement, but give me a heart sentence that would give me a overall definition, and I know that your statement is a good statement, that the new statement you guys are using, but give me a statement that encompasses the last 5 years of the heart of Redeemer by the Sea.
It probably comes from Jesus when he said that the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to seek and save that which was lost. You know, as a congregation, we're continually growing, we're reinventing ourselves, we're learning, but at the heart of all of that is a desire to see more people come into the kingdom of God, come into a relationship with Jesus Christ. We have discovered the blessing that he is in our life, and we just want more people to know that.
Excellent. You did a great job. Did it feel pretty comfortable? I mean, was the interview tough, or was that okay? Was anything that? Yeah. I'm not that bad yet. I only bite sometimes. All right, Pastor Augie, fantastic job. 6600 Black Rail Road in Carlsbad, California. Their website, RedeemerByTheSea.org. Their phone number, 760-431-8990. 760-431-8990. Thank you, brother, for being a part of it. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break.